The Wally Show podcast is our daily radio show heard live through the WayFM app each morning and hosted by Wally, Gavin, and me, Betty Rock. For more fun, be sure to connect with us at wayfm.com/Wally.
The Wally Show podcast is brought to you by Colorado Christian University Online, where you can earn a degree online just like Betty Rock. You can learn more at ccu.edu/Wally. Things you didn't know you needed to know today. It's News-ish with Betty.
All our lives, we've heard the classic excuse, the dog ate my homework. Yeah, it's a classic for the kids. But for Pittsburgh couple Clayton and Carrie Law, this actually came true, but not over homework, but over their recent bank withdrawal. Ooh. So the couple had recently taken out $4,000 from their account to pay for a new fence that they were having put in at their home. But only 30 minutes after making that withdrawal, their 7-year-old golden doodle dog, Cecil, ate it.
$4,000?
$4,000.
That's not like a small chunk of change. Like, it's a lot of dollar bills, I would assume.
Yeah, I mean, that is insane.
I know. And Clayton and Carrie, they were shocked too, because Cecil doesn't typically have that type of behavior where he chews on things that he shouldn't. So in a panic, they call their bank to tell them what happened, and the bank says, hey, this isn't that uncommon.
Really?
Yeah, I guess it happens to a lot of people.
Just bring the dog down, deposit it.
And, so they said, we will replace the bills you lost as long as the serial numbers are visible.
So what do? Do you x-ray the dog?
So here's what happens. They hear the dun, 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 right when the bank says that. That's when the couple knew the ugly task that lay before them.
That's not right.
They would have to sift through Cecil's poop.
Yeah. Oh, my.
Yeah.
Nice.
Okay, so they started finding and collecting little pieces of $50 and $100 bills here and there. Okay?
I cannot tell you enough how gross this is, but how I would do the same thing for $4,000.
Oh, yeah. Oh, for sure.
Oh, you guys would too?
100%.
Yes, for $4,000 for sure. But here's the thing. It's not enough that they are now collecting the pieces. Now they have to wash them off and put them together like a bunch of little puzzles.
Oh, wow.
Can you imagine?
To show the serial number.
To get the serial number. And at the end of all the hard work, it paid off because Cecil was able to give them back $3,550 of the sum.
That's better than I would have expected.
That's way better. I mean, I would have thought it was hopeless. So, I mean, to at least get that much back?
Yeah. I mean, they only lost about $450 compared to $4,000.
Absolutely. That's crazy.
Oh, that's a task for
sure. Imagine if the ATM gave you money like that. Oh, that's not good. Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show, and this obviously is the time of year when so many people are making resolutions for the new year. You're hopeful, you're looking forward to making some changes and things like that, and I was watching this thing, and there was a pastor talking about the new year and changes, and there was an interesting perspective. It was kind of like, because a lot of times we focus on us and what we need to change, and he was like, what are you hoping that God's going to do in your life in 2020? What do you need from your relationship with God in 2024. Mm-hmm. I thought, oh, that's kind of an interesting take. And I thought about it, and I thought, you know what? For me, I think I would pull a Solomon, and I would ask for wisdom. You know, because I was...
That's a really good answer.
Thank you.
And one that I wasn't expecting.
Thank you. and I'm wise enough to not get mad right now at you for doubting me. Wisdom is such an important part of all these decisions that you make in life constantly. And, you know, for me, it's like wisdom over which battles are battles to fight or not, you know, at work, which is really important and which is silly, you know. And so for me, having that, or just wisdom in my relationship with my wife, which battles are worth fighting and which are not. A lot of fighting in my life, actually. Huh. No. Yeah, but like, which are the important things? Give me the wisdom to decide what is worth spending time and energy on in this new year and what isn't.
That's really good, because I think not only can wisdom help you with the conflict in your life, but it can also help you make those good decisions so that you can go through the next year finding yourself in the best place that you can be, and it's all thanks to God's wisdom.
Yeah, and it's interesting because, I mean, Solomon, when he was asked, you can ask for anything, and he chose wisdom. Mm-hmm. And you're like, man, that's boy, you missed out. I would have chose the lottery, but okay. And then you're like, no, it's actually a really good idea. Because then you have wisdom to not waste your money on a lottery ticket that the Lord's never going to let you win. So yeah. I got $2.
I like it.
See, look at that. I made $2 today. So what is yours? 855-33-WAY-FM. What is that thing that you feel like, man, I need this from God in my life this year? 855-33-WAY-FM. We'd love to hear your perspective on this as well. So what would that be for you?
More patience.
Oh, I feel you, girl. I feel
you. Wait, are you're wanting God to give you more patience to handle the things in your situation, or you want God to show you more patience?
To give me more patience. Patience is not my virtue. I was not born with it.
I get it.
And I've had to work on it a lot, but I made it my resolution, and I pray for it every day. But so far, I'm failing miserably.
Oh, no. We're not that far into the new year.
We're really just kicking things off here. But you know what? I feel you on this. There's actually a scene in the movie Evan Almighty that addresses this exactly.
If someone prays for patience, do you think God gives them patience? Or does he give them the opportunity to be patient?
That's what I believe really happens. You know, like, he doesn't bless you with, boom, I'm the most patient person on the planet. He gives you multiple times where you can build a habit of patience, and that's harder. That's harder. And so I really hope that works out for you.
Well, I work at the DMV, so I'm sure it will work out for me because I'll get plenty of opportunities.
Oh, that's true. It's pretty funny, though. There are a lot of people that are walking into the DMV going, Lord, please give me patience today. Lady Rock, what would yours be?
I think mine would be perspective.
Oh, that's good.
Because I can get really narrow-minded on certain aspects of my life that don't look the way that I want them to.
Sure.
And I can get very angry about it, very sad about it. But I feel like if I got a better perspective of, like, the bigger picture and how God has it all under control, and while it may not look the way I want it to, it is for my good. While I still don't understand it, and I may never understand it, I think a healthier, better perspective would help me in those times where it's just frustrating.
Sure, that's a really good one. I actually understand exactly what you're saying. That's a good one, Gavin. What about you?
I would go with relational capacity.
Okay,
I guess there are times when I feel like I'm really just, you know, fitting into that niche of I've got a few friends. I spend all that time with those few friends. I pour, like, every last ounce of me into those people.
And then your friend leaves, and you have no one, Greg.
Oh,
sorry,
that just
brought up a whole lot for me and my friend Greg, who left.
Oh, not Gregor Bear.
Gregor Bears, yeah. Sorry. Yeah, he's not dead.
You've said he's dead to you, though.
He's dead to you. Oh, I say he's Greg to me.
Yeah, I just wouldn't mind having more of, like, let's say at my church, having more of an impact on more people, being able to get to know more people, make more friends, and have more opportunities to pour into them as well, as be poured into.
Well, there you go. Those are both really good ones. You know, and again, I think it's an interesting thing of, okay, God, you know, this is what I need from you. Because I think it's okay to bring our needs before God and say, this is what I feel I need. Now, he might give you that, or he might take you in a totally different direction. He's like, actually, no, that's not what you need. You need this over here. And sometimes that's just as cool. You're like, oh, I had no idea I needed that. But at least starting that conversation, I think, with God is an important one.
Is this your wisdom already talking?
It is. Wow. Oh, my goodness. Thank you, Lord. It's working. Uplifting Way FM. This is The Wally Show. And you know what? No one's going to take care of you the way you will take care of you.
Well said.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Well said.
I'm in a healthy place this year.
I think a lot of us find ourselves thinking, I need to implement some self-care, especially when the new year rolls around. If you find yourself burnt out, feeling overwhelmed, it's because you're not taking time out for yourself and listening to that inner child
of
you.
I always call this the air mask principle.
Yes.
That I on a plane, they tell you to put your oxygen mask on first so that then you're going to be cognizant to help other people in an emergency. But if you don't have yours on and you think, I'm going to put mine on my kid first, then you pass out, you're both hosed. And so, helping yourself could seem selfish, but actually it can help make you better for the people in your life.
Right. And it's doing things that make you happy and make you feel good. It's knowing your frustrations and finding small solutions to solve them. And it doesn't have to be anything elaborate or time-consuming. I've found actually three helpful tips if self-care is something you would like to start doing this year. The first one is set boundaries. This is difficult for some people. Like me, I'm really bad about setting boundaries. But this is when you're noticing you're feeling overwhelmed and giving yourself permission to unwind. So maybe you find yourself feeling overwhelmed when you get home and your boss is still calling you, asking you for things, and setting that boundary saying, hey, I'm home with my kids, or I'm home doing my thing, and so I need to set a boundary where work is done for the day. I need this time for myself.
Like, I'm really bad at that one, too, and like, we have these things that we have to do here at work called rocks. You put these rocks in. It's like your goals for like the quarter. Mm-hmm. And one of mine was to have a better work-home-life balance, because I'm out of balance on that with the work side. I went home yesterday, and I didn't take my computer out.
Ooh.
And I hung out with my wife, and we watched a TV show. And and she was like, do you have any work today? And I'm like, no, I'm good. I'm good. I don't.
And how do you feel?
I felt really guilty, like, and really bad. I'm like, I should be working, you know, because that's how I'm wired. I go home and I work. And what I did was I spent the afternoon with her, and then I got my computer out towards the end of the evening, and I caught up and finished up some of my work for, you know, today.
Well, the second tip could be something for that. It says put down your phone, but I could say for you, put down your computer.
For sure.
But a lot of us with our phones, it's our best friend. It's always there. But when we go on social media, it leads to FOMO and comparison, because we're paying attention to others instead of the self-care, which is paying attention to our needs.
I can't be without my phone. Like,
you have a problem.
Oh, yeah. If I'm in a room and I don't have it, I'll walk to the other room. Yesterday, my wife, I walked over and I picked up my phone and put it in my pocket. It was on the counter. And she's like, what are you doing? Because I had stupid face. And I'm like, oh, look at this ad for such and such. And I was trying to distract her from the fact that I was just needing to have my phone in my pocket.
That's a problem.
I know, right?
That's a big problem. And then finally, make a list of things that make you happy. Mm. This is for when those times come up where you need to take some time out for yourself. You can go to this list and you can look at all the options you have for things you can do during your downtime. So not wasting it, but actually doing something that gives you life.
Something productive in that downtime.
Not productive. Well, things that make you happy.
Well, that makes me happy. Like making something makes me happy.
Exactly.
Right.
Yours would be woodworking.
Yes.
Or mine would be napping. It's something that makes you happy. It's easy to let the fear of the unknown keep us from doing something that is good for us, but going back to school might not be quite what you think.
Yeah, one of my biggest fears going back to school was I'd have to watch a ton of online lectures, and I kind of have a problem staying awake during stuff like that, but it was so different than I had imagined, and way better.
Yeah, for sure. I thought I was going to have to take a bunch of tests, which I am not a fan of, but instead I was able to write papers, which for me was way better.
Plus, you have the flexibility to work in school around your work and life schedule. Another big fear I had is, what if I don't understand something? What do I do?
Yeah, CCU, they foster community with your classmates, and they are a great resource. And Colorado Christian University has very responsive online professors who are there to help you, so you are never alone as an online student at CCU.
Learn more about how you can pursue your passion and find your calling with Colorado Christian University at ccu.edu. Colorado Christian University is a nonprofit impact partner committed to cultivating the mind without compromising the heart.
News-ish is one part news and one part ish.
This is what I use. I don't use my brain. I use my mouth.
It's right there in the title. It's The Wally Show.
Good news for you if you love Starbucks and you have a reusable cup but don't like that you have to go into the store to use it. Starbucks will become the first nationwide coffee establishment to accept reusable cups for mobile orders and drive-thru.
I don't see how this is FDA approved.
Well, okay, let me get into this because you bring up a good point. You can already bring a reusable cup in to the regular store.
But once again, I'm still confused.
Even that bothers you. Okay.
Yeah, because people have their germs on their cups. Like, who's to say that they cleaned it before they handed it to you?
Okay.
Do they clean it?
All right.
That's fair.
Well, one of the reasons they're doing this is to eliminate cup waste. They're big on the environmental
tip. Save the turtle!
I know.
Money.
But your cup does have to be clean, though, and they cannot wash it for you. You cannot hand them a cup that you drank out of like earlier in the day and then drove there and went, hey, refill it. You'd have to clean it in the bathroom.
But how do they know
is
that?
Is a 16-year-old going to check your cup thoroughly?
Maybe, but then it's going to be like, oh, sorry, it's dirty. You can't do it. You know, we'll give it to you in another cup. You can pour it into that, you know, is what you would what would have to happen.
Oh.
But what's really interesting, though, is basically you pull up to the drive-thru. You say, I have a reusable cup, and you pull around, and they said, they literally said, that they will hand you, they will use a device to get your cup from you, like a sterile device, take your cup and fill it up and then hand it back to you using this device. Like, which I'm like, well, how is this exchange any different from any other exchange of me handing you a cup? Or if you go inside and use your refillable cup, how is, like, are they using the stick there? No, it's I don't understand this at all.
I don't either, because I'm thinking, like, you know those little things when you go through the ATM, not the ATM, but, like, the little drive-thrus at the bank, and they have that thing that comes
the
out.
Tube.
Yeah, but that wouldn't work for a drink, though, because it would spill everywhere.
No, so it's basically going to be like, you know, like a stick that holds the cup. And
those
you
old
just,
grapple
things like
kids used to get.
Yeah, like old people pick up stuff with it. It'll be something like that.
But how does
like
it get in the store? If you're saying in the drive-thru,
yeah,
right?
Yeah,
so, like, you make your, window. You order your drink,
right?
Then a robot is going
to
take
no,
your...
No, you drive up to the window. They put a stick out. You put your coffee on the stick and the cup. And they bring it inside and fill it up.
But here's the thing. How
What's
did they,
the thing?
Here's the thing. How did they make, like, let's say, okay, you're at the window and you say, I want a caramel macchiato or whatever, but I want 2 pumps of this, 3 pumps of that. Okay, they can't start working on it until they have the
cup.
So does that mean that the delay in the drive-through is going to be crazy?
Probably. That was my very first question on this. And they did a 200-store test, and they said that it did not slow down the procedures as long as everyone followed the proper procedures. It did not slow it down.
Honest,
I do not believe it.
I don't either. And I think ultimately they're going to find out that they just need to make biodegradable cups.
Here's what's
going to make it easier.
You know what might be happening? And this might be the behind the scenes, behind the curtain. You order it. They make it in another cup so they keep it going. You put your cup in there and they just pour it into it. And then that's how they keep the time down.
I wouldn't be surprised.
I bet. And then they throw that cup away.
Like, what's the point?
I don't know how they're doing it, but if you have a reusable Starbucks cup, you can't use your Stanley. If you have a reusable Starbucks cup and you want to use it in the drive-thru, effective immediately, you can do that now. Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show, and Christmas is over now, but I wanted to talk about some of the things that maybe you got for Christmas. Like Betty Rock got a Scooby-Doo makeup case.
Yes, and I love it so much. Yeah. It was the one thing that I requested for Christmas.
And this is what I love about you. Like, this is the one thing she wanted of all the things in the world she could have had.
It's so cute.
Yeah.
It's the Mystery Machine van, and then it has little characters on it. It's just precious.
And what's great about it is that's a present, and then you fill it with your own stuff that you already have. You don't have to go out and get anything new for it.
Right.
There you go. But sometimes you get a gift, and all of a sudden that gift begins to cost you more money. And I was thinking about this. Like, my wife got me a Nintendo Switch so that I could play Super Mario Brothers with
Super kind.
Yeah, I know.
Thoughtful.
My daughter has one, and my daughter's like, oh, we can play together online. I'm like, I love
that's
it.
Wonderful.
Keeps us connected.
So
it's things we like to do. But then I have to sign up for a Nintendo Switch account, and I think I have to pay for that. Like, then I had to buy a different controller because I don't like the Joy-Cons. and then a case. And then, like, all of a sudden, this gift has cost me more money, you know, ultimately. And I'm just curious, did anybody get a gift this year for Christmas that you're like, oh, this is great, I love this, and then you found out you had to kick in more money into it, you know? I'm real curious.
Yeah, because a game console can't be the only thing that cost you money. I'm sure there are other things out there that people have been gifted with. You're like, at first, you're like, this is fantastic.
It's amazing, yeah.
And then you're like, wait, this I got to get insurance for this new car?
Yeah, exactly.
What?
855-33-WAY-FM. That's 855-33-WAY-FM. I'm just really curious if you got a gift that ended up, you had to add a little stuff to it and it cost you money. You had to add some things. 855-33-WAY-FM. Did that happen to you with a gift from Christmas?
Well, it happened to my husband. My daughter was so excited that somebody from church wanted to give her a bearded dragon with all the stuff with it, you know, mm-hmm. and, you know, the aquarium thing. And so she was giving it to my husband, and we were so excited. And I just said yesterday, that free present has cost us more. We've bought 1,000 crickets.
Yep.
1,000 crickets. Heat lamps and other foods, and he's got clothes and everything.
Clothes?
And,
oh, my God.
Oh, yeah, he had a Santa suit, the whole thing.
Oh,
you
that's
know?
So
and
great.
I'm like, this is the worst free present ever.
Did that happen for you, Kimberly?
Oh, my goodness, yes. My husband, his brother, got a projector that, like, streamed stuff onto a screen, and my husband was doing up a man cave. We just bought a house with a finished basement. So my brother-in-law says, oh, here, have this projector. It's going to be great. Well, now we have the projector, 120-inch screen, surround sound, woofers, a new sofa, because we needed stadium seating, and yeah, we're still paying for that stupid projector.
So great. You seem to have a good attitude about it, though, because I think sometimes as guys, for us, it's nice when our wives will give us that little bit of leeway to still be a kid, you know, and that means the world to us. We know it's dumb, and we know you don't need a 120-inch screen, but it's really nice. But, you know, so the fact that you're going along with it up to a certain point is probably really good.
Well, see, the whole reason he married me is because I'm a sports fan, too.
Oh.
And so watching baseball on that is amazing.
Oh. Yeah, but you'll never tell him that, will you?
No, sir, I will not.
Did that happen for you, Clayton?
It didn't happen for me. It was with a gift that we gave. So my wife and I announced to both sets of our parents on Christmas as part of their Christmas gift that we are expecting our first child.
Oh, the first grandkid gets spoiled.
Oh, yeah. So part of their gift was like, you know, these cute little grandpa and grandma things, and that was part of their gift, and they were, you know, that instant burst of joy, and then it's like, oh, okay, it's time to start spoiling it now. So.
Yeah, absolutely. That little gift is going to cost them a bunch and for a lot of years, too.
And, yeah, us as well, but we're excited.
Well, congratulations, Clayton. I'm happy for you guys.
Thank you.
All right, Rhonda, you're up. What was that gift that you got that ended up costing you more money?
I got a Cinderella Loungefly purse.
Now, I know a little bit about Loungefly. They have a bunch of Disney items because my wife is a huge Disney fan. And so you got a purse. How is this going to cost you more money?
I have to go to Disney now to show it off.
Yes, that is my wife's mentality, too.
More than just a beautiful face, here's Gavin.
We're having a moment here. Don't ruin it.
I bet you thought I was going to say Betty. It's news-ish on The Wally Show.
We just got through Christmas, New Year's, kind of the major holidays, and the next one that's kind of on the horizon, but it still feels like it's super far away, is Valentine's Day.
Oh. I've already seen ads.
Really?
I went to my local Kroger grocery store.
Yep.
And they already have the cards out.
Oh, my goodness.
Valentine cards.
We get so far ahead of every holiday now because retail wants to sell you everything in advance. Mm-hmm. And it's a lot.
But despite them putting out the Valentine's Day cards and flowers, all of that right now, when you have like 2 months to get it all done, there will still be that one guy. Waits to the very last minute.
Trust me, that's being nice. There'll be way more than one guy. Like it looks like you're hanging out in a locker room on February 14th.
Yep. So ridiculous.
Like all the guys just lined up
you
in that
so
aisle.
Much time.
But one of the products that I think is very much correlated with Valentine's Day and only Valentine's Day are those sweethearts, those little conversation hearts that maybe they say, be mine. Mm-hmm. Always dreamed of getting one of those when I was, you know, 15.
I know, right? And you never did.
It was.
I know the feeling.
I hope my wife gets me one this year. But this year they're doing a kind of a special version for single people who are caught up in these things called situationships, which if you don't know what a situationship is, it's kind of, you know, it's an informal title for people who are quote unquote talking.
Yeah, you're not in a relationship, but
it's for the people that can't make a decision.
Yeah, you can't commit.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right. Okay,
so
I get that.
The company is making these boxes of situationship hearts that look just like their normal candy. The only difference is the words are blurry and hard to read.
Oh. Much like the relationship.
Exactly. The press release used the term literal mixed messages.
Oh, that's funny.
So I think some people do think that this might just be them repurposing the hearts that didn't get properly made, or they messed up in their production process.
Yeah, because I have come across those where it's like you think it says be mine, but it's like a little blurry. Yeah.
That's probably what happened, Gavin. I think you're on point with that. It was a mistake. They're turning into something.
Oh, it's good. It's a good business move. I don't hate them for it.
Because I thought the messages would be different. Like, you
I
know,
would too.
Be mine or not. It's up to you. I don't want to put any pressure on you. You know,
it's a lot to fit on a little heart. Yes.
Uplifting Way FM, this is the Way Wally Show. I got confused there for a second about who I am.
You're Wally.
No, I got caught on the Mariah Carey thing
that
there.
That was Mariah?
I think so, yeah. And so here's the deal. Like New Year's this year, people are making all kind of New Year's resolutions. I typically don't make resolutions. You know, like I set out goals. But resolutions feels too formal for me.
It's a commitment thing, isn't it?
Yeah, and I already like wanting to get rid of one of mine. Like I'm like 2 days in.
Yeah,
I'm
2 days in, he's done.
This is stupid. So here's what I'm really curious about, okay? This is the year and the time of year when everybody makes their new ones. But I would be really impressed to hear from people that made a New Year's resolution, not this year, not a few days ago, but last year. And you've kept it up. Because I think you could be very inspiring. Sure, we're going to hate you a little. But you could be very inspiring to people like me who already want to give up on their New Year's resolution. So what was the resolution you set up last year at this time and you have followed through on?
And the more difficult the resolution, the more impressed we'll be. Like,
absolutely.
It can't be something like, I put down my phone for 5 minutes a day.
Right.
Like, come on.
Yeah.
You know, like, we want something kind of like...
Yeah, if you're still going to the gym.
Yes. I had a friend of mine I was talking to yesterday, and she goes to the gym on the regular. And I asked her, I said, what does it look like now?
What's a gym look like?
Right. And she said it was shocking. Like, you could not stir them with a stick at how many people were there at the gym.
If you are constantly at a gym religiously all year long, you have to hate January.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's everybody that wants to get fit, gets in there, gets that $10 Planet Fitness membership, and then never goes back in February. You know, so you have to be frustrated. I have my sister-in-law just got like a thing for her 1,000th boot camp. So she gets up and does boot camp every morning
good
at 5.
For her. She's stuck with it.
Yeah. She's gone to 1,000 of those, man.
Dad,
it's crazy.
Damn, I mean, have you ever had a resolution that you actually stuck with?
For like more than.
Yeah. I remember like 3 years ago, I did to be more awesome. And I have,
killing it.
Yeah, honestly, thank you.
No, honestly, I take fault for that because I set you up.
Yeah, you did.
And you took it.
That's on
my
you.
Fault.
Yep.
I
apologize. 855-33-WAY-FM. That's 855-33-WAY-FM. I'd love to hear the resolution you made last year and you are still doing it today because you're kind of my hero. 855-33-WAY-FM. What is the resolution you made last year that you stuck with?
So I made a resolution last year to just love on people, no matter what that looks like, whether it's an act of kindness, whether it's just a smile, or whether it's to listen. And kind of a backstory, I have a brain condition that was diagnosed in 2017 that affects my mood and eyesight and fatigue and ability to just function. So in order for me to love on people, I have to be at 100% all the time.
Well, the thing I like about your resolution and you following through with it is it wasn't just a thing for you. Hey, I want to go to the gym and get into better shape. Your resolution, even though it's hard for you, is something that benefits other people, which I think is really fantastic. And everybody that you come in contact with is better because of your resolution. That's a perfect one, Lexi. Thank you. And thanks for being on the show with
us. Of course. Yeah. Have a good day, guys.
I feel better just talking to you. You're kind of a light there.
Good.
So you can check a box off today. Okay. You made someone happy.
Yay.
What is one that you stuck with? Because it's not easy to do, and you might inspire somebody to, keep on with theirs if they are thinking about giving up today.
So, Wally, I'm a little like you. I don't really do resolutions, but I set a goal last year I have been in title in real estate for 20 years, and I decided I wanted to get my real estate license to go into commercial brokerage because I'm on the commercial side of things in title. And so I went for it. I did my pre-licensing last year. I finished at the end of last year, and I just passed my state exam yesterday.
Nice! Congratulations! Yes. That's not an easy thing to do either, so good on you.
Thank you. Yes, I'm very excited.
So now the big question is, are you going to quit? I mean, no, she accomplished the goal. Like, just you did the goal. Why keep going any further?
No, the goal is to get a job with a brokerage now and actually start doing the thing.
Okay. All right. Well, good. I just want to make sure you had a plan. So good on you. You're doing great.
Absolutely.
All right, Madonna, you're up. What is that thing that you started last year, a resolution, and you have followed through with all this year?
Okay. Well, I had been a donor to YFM for, you know, 35 and then 60. And last year I decided to be bold and do 200. And I've done it all year. And I've been blessed. I've bought a new house. My rent or mortgage has gone up. I've stuck with the 200. And I'm going to stick with the 200 for another year.
That is amazing.
And
that's a big commitment, $200 a month to help the ministry of YFM. And you've stayed with it. And trust me, we need people like you that are that committed to help us do the ministry that we do. We can't do this without you. So thank you for being so faithful throughout the entire year and committing to next year, too. That's amazing, Madonna. Thank you.
It says in the Bible, God says that if you give, He will bless you, and you can try Him. Place in the Bible where God says, try me and see if I'm not good to my word. And God has blessed me so much, I just have to tell you.
So what's yours?
Mine is staying positive. So I'm not a social person. So when I went to social gatherings, I was always negative Nancy. So I was trying to be positive. Hey, I can make a new friend out of this.
Oh, I totally get that. Because when you show up, no one wants Debbie Downer at a party, you know?
Yep.
You're enjoying your day, everything's going your way. Then along comes Debbie Downer. Always there to tell you about a new disease, a car accident, or killer bees. You beg her to spare you, Debbie, please. But you can't stop Debbie.
And it was always replace the negative thought with the positive.
I think you're onto something, though, too, about just changing the negative thoughts for positive thoughts. And if you can do that, yeah, it's going to change your whole outlook on life. And I know I struggle in this area because I always see the negative first and the problem and how do I get around this problem? And I see the bad versus the good. And I wasn't always like that. And so for me, this is a good word, too. Like, okay, hey, it takes intentionality, and you have to try to do that. If you're not wired that way, you have to make an effort to do that.
Oh, yeah.
Well, Christine, thanks for being on the show with us today.
Thank you, Wally.
Growing up in poverty has never been easy for children, but with the added challenges of the pandemic, conflict, and natural disasters, families around the world are facing an unprecedented food crisis. Unfortunately, those who are already hungry are now even more desperate. But by sponsoring a child through Compassion, you can help provide life-sustaining essentials such as food and clean water. And with your compassionate support, that child can not only survive, but also flourish. You can find out how and choose a child to sponsor when you click on the Compassion banner at wayfm.com.
Uplifting Way FM. This is The Rock Report with Bayrock.
All through her decade-long musical career, Kelly Clarkson has been in multiple stages, whether that's on tour or on TV. And when you have that kind of attention, being on stage 24/7, people notice when you gain and lose weight.
Oh, for sure.
And that's been the story for Clarkson. Recently, people have noticed she's lost a lot of weight, and rumors are rampant that she's been using Ozempic, which is a drug originally meant to help with type 2 diabetes, but can also be used for weight loss with a doctor's permission.
A lot of people are taking this now, and they're getting doctor's permission. Like, it seems really easy, you know? And so, like, my wife and her friend were out to lunch the other day, and they were talking about all these people, like, that they know, oh, yeah, oh, my gosh, she looks great. She's lost so much weight. And it's like, Ozempic. And she's like, no, really? And then they got onto the subject of Kelly Clarkson. And my wife's friend swears she's using Ozempic, But I don't think that's the case, right?
It's not the case. So in a recent interview, she claims it's not Ozempic, but has nothing to do with it, but instead the tried and true diet and exercise.
No one wants to hear that, by the way, Kelly Clarkson.
Right. So Clarkson claims that she finally started listening to her doctor about how she should be eating better and exercising more, and she's finally implementing it. She's eating clean, walking more, utilizing saunas, and taking one of those
cold plunges.
It's supposed to do something about freezing the fat or
makes your body work harder internally, and I think it burns calories by you just sitting there.
Yeah. Now, let me ask a question.
Sure.
Because it seems like she is really saying, no, I put in the hard work. Why is Ozempic so shameful? Like, when you say, like, for instance, you said your wife and her friend was saying, like, why is it that, oh, they used Ozempic? Oh.
Yeah,
like,
because.
Is it because it's looked on as lazy?
Yeah, because it's a drug to lose weight where you're not actually doing it and it doesn't last. Once you stop taking it, it is, you gain the weight back, and they're now showing that a lot of people gain more back. And so, yeah, I think it's just seen as cheating, if you will.
Cheating?
It's like a Band-Aid versus a life change, per se, by building habits and by building, like, dietary
basically,
things.
It's a lot of jealous people.
Exactly.
I know. My wife hates needles, so I know that's why she's upset. No. She also said she's doing, like, a high-protein diet as well. Which she's like, sorry, vegetarians, I'm a Texas girl. And so I might look into that. I think it's like a Mediterranean diet. Like, I want something with protein.
I've been saying, it's something where if you wake up and you eat just like protein at lunch, protein, dinner, protein, snacks, protein, like your body has no other, you know, no other course of action other than to build muscle and burn the fat.
Gavin, you know more about this than I do.
I think so.
Let's say I wake up and I have 6 pieces of bacon because I like bacon and my cholesterol is not a problem. And then I put that, and I put that bacon with some ketchup on it on some toast.
Yeah.
Can I do that?
It's a vegetable.
Yeah. Can I do that?
Well, you said 6, so
there's
3 grams of protein in like a slice of bacon. Turkey bacon's a lot
better. No, turkey bacon's the worst.
Okay.
Yeah. If I could smack you right now.
I still think it's a good, like the normal bacon, it's got some protein to it. It tastes really good. Ketchup's really not that high in calories.
I probably should skip the bread, though. Like, that's the problem.
If you choose the right kind of bread.
Okay.
When did bread come into the
bacon
fact?
Ketchup toast.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I gotta make bacon ketchup toast.
You started with bacon, and now we're on to ketchup and bread.
Somehow, I don't think I'm on that that diet anymore with this. I need the shot. Uplifting Way FM. This is the Wally Show. I had kind of a odd thing happened, and when those things happen, I'm not sure what to think about it. We like to throw it out to you and get your thoughts on it. But a friend of mine hit me up after Christmas, so I was already back home, and said, hey, are you home? I said, no, I'll be home, you know, later. And she's like, okay, well, I'm gonna leave you a treat in your mailbox.
Yeah, that's nice.
So she left me a little treat in the mailbox, okay? So I go out to get it later when I got home, and there's nothing in my mailbox.
Oh.
So I text her, hey, real quick, did you leave it in my mailbox? Or is it, you know, somewhere that I'm missing or whatever? Or, you know, what was it so I know what to look for? And she's like, oh, it was Bucky's taffy that you love so much.
What?
2 bags of it.
Bags?
Yeah, 2 bags of it.
Not just a piece.
Yeah. And so I think my mailman took it. Yeah.
Oh, as a thank you.
Yes.
Oh, no.
Yes. But here's the dilemma. I could see it a little bit more before Christmas. Like, people give their mailman gifts around Christmas. I could see them opening the thing going, oh, this is nice, and taking it. But, like, I guess there was no note with it or anything, so they just thought. But, like, people leave things in your mailbox all the time. They're like, oh, here, I'll drop it off. I'll just leave it in your mailbox.
Yeah.
So, like, what makes a mailman think that's fair game?
I wonder if there were other people that just got in late for their Christmas present to their mailman, and maybe they were just used to, like, and especially, too, if there's not a note. I mean, I might think
you would take it too. I think it's for me.
Maybe your friend just, you know, accidentally ate all of it. Told you she was going to give it to you.
Just wanted the
and
credit.
Then blames the mailman.
She actually did throw that theory out. She goes, "Or I could be lying and just trying to get credit." And I'm like, "I wouldn't put it past you."
That's interesting, though.
Yeah. So I'm kind of curious. This is my dilemma. like, should a mail person take something out of a mailbox that doesn't have, like, their name? Like, hello, mail person. Like, here, thank you for the, you know, helping out throughout the year. We love how you won't deliver my mail if someone's parked anywhere near my mailbox. Yeah, you're the last person, honestly, that I would give anything to in the mailbox. My mail person's horrible.
Let's go back to yes. something I think. Yes. I think this is what is called the Lord's intervention.
Oh. Yes.
Because he knew you did not need that in your life. He knew you're trying to be better in the new year and not, you know, eat candy.
Yeah.
And so he was looking out for
That's true. It is divine providence.
Yeah. Okay. So you're welcome.
But I am still curious. Like, is that a thing? Like, am I wrong to be like, hey, mail person, why did you take that? Or it's like, hey, you left it in the mailbox. Around the holidays, it's fair game, is what it seems like. So I'm just curious what your thoughts are on this. 855-33-WAY-FM. Maybe you're a mail carrier and you've been in this dilemma before, or you just know, hey, if it's in there, I'm taking it. 855-33-WAY-FM. I'd love to hear your thoughts. So should the mail person just take whatever in the mailbox?
Well, my thought is that maybe he needed that day to uplift him.
Oh.
Yeah, okay, there is that. And if it served that purpose, that's great. But then how do you justify stealing? I need this TV to uplift me, you know?
I do agree that, you know, it would have been nice had it had a note saying it was for him.
Yeah.
But I know my mother used to always take gifts out to the garbage people when they come by at Christmas. Maybe the Lord knew that the mail person just needed that uplifting.
Yeah, and like Betty pointed out that I didn't need the extra sugar in my life.
Yeah.
So God's working in ways we don't understand all the time.
And if not the best mail carrier, you never know what kind of mail service you'll get from now on.
That's true. You know what? I've had a problem with my mail person not delivering my mail if a car is parked too close to my mailbox. Maybe this accident or whatever could solve that and he'll be a little nicer.
Or maybe it'll backfire and he'll be like, oh, he doesn't mind that I don't deliver his mail when there's a car in front of it.
Yeah, I'm going to do that more. He seems to like that. What do you think? Is that out of bounds or is that fair game, Nancy?
Well, I've been told by my friends who are mail carriers that to use the mailbox for anything but mail is a federal offense. So your mail carrier was just preventing you from doing a crime.
Oh, exactly. That's why they stole my treats.
Right.
Okay. Well, Nancy, I appreciate you being on the show with us today. Thank you.
Have a good day.
All right, Jason, you're up. Love to get your thoughts on this. Was it out of bounds for my mail person to take the treat that was left for me in the mailbox?
I got to side with the mailman here, buddy.
So really?
My father-in-law was a mailman for years, man, just retired. And so this time of year is kind of, these few weeks right here is kind of free game. It's always like, historically been free game for the mailman to have gifts and stuff in the box. So he probably assumed historically, especially if your mailman's been around for a minute, you know, like he's used to getting those gifts.
Why stop at the taffy my friend left me? Take the gift cards too. Like, go nuts, man. Merry Christmas.
He could have took some bills with him too while he was at it, you know, right?
He left all those. Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show, and I think it's interesting how God designed things and how he designed even us in that, like, we need this reset. Like, every day, we have a reset when we go to bed and we wake up. It's like, it's a new day, and it's a new start, and you can kind of take what happened yesterday and go, okay, that was yesterday. Woo! All right, we're going to reset here today, you know? And I think God wired us that way. We do it with seasons, you know? We do it at the beginning of the year. And so we're doing this thing called our 7-day reset. And we think it's good for you to look into that. Maybe it's something that can help you. And maybe it's something that can carry on farther into the year. And it's really simple. We're just asking you to listen to Way FM for 7 days and then join our world's biggest small group, which is only a 7-day study.
Yeah, and we've heard from many people who have said, you know, I started listening to Way FM because I just found myself being sad or depressed listening to other music. And then once I was listening to all the uplifting music that I heard on Way FM, it made a huge difference in my life, not only behind the wheel, you know, with your getting angry behind the wheel with people, or you're just being nicer to the friends and family around you. So maybe you want to see that difference in your own life. You can join the 7-Day Reset World's Biggest Small Group when you text the word DAY, D-A-Y, to 91979, and we will send you a link that's DAY to 91979.
We were talking to our boss yesterday, you know, about this and the logic behind it too, and doing 7 days, because there are other like 30-day challenges for working out or listening to things or whatever. Mm-hmm. And he's like, you know what? I think 7 days is good because it's not too big of a task. It's like a small bite, you know, and then you start with that and then you see it build from there. And I'm like, so we're lazy. And he's like, absolutely. and I'm like, that's perfect for me. I'm in. I can do a short thing, you know. And so we'd love to have you get involved, because again, maybe it turns into a bigger habit of not only listening to YFM, but as you start going through our 7-day World's Biggest Small Group Bible Study, it's quick, it's easy to do every day. It might turn into that habit for you that could propel you and improve your life throughout the year. So if you'd like to get involved, like Betty said, text the word DAY, D-A-Y, to 91979, and we will send you a link.
Well, that's the end, but it doesn't have to be. Check out our aftercast. It's new stuff you didn't hear in the podcast. Be sure to rate us on iTunes as well as connect with us on social media. Just search Wally Show. And if you'd like to join our Facebook group made exclusively for you potties, the link is in the description of this podcast. Thanks to Colorado Christian University Online for supporting what we do.